from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Take a look at the provincial forest fire information map on MyTimmonsNow.com. You'll see that although the restricted fire zone is still in effect, some parts in our region have seen the fire danger rating reduced from extreme to high or even moderate. MNRF Fire Information Officer Shane McCool says that's because of the rainfall that fell on some areas overnight, near Timmins, for example.
But as you expand outwards, you're starting to get back into the high to extreme hazard for the most part. So it just shows you the scattered nature of the precipitation that we saw overnight.
The status of the forest fires burning in our region has not changed since last night. It's not a ban on outdoor water use, but City Hall is asking us to use it sparingly. Director of Public Works and Environmental Services Ken Kersell says there are two factors at work. One is obviously the hot weather driving up how much water we use. The other is keeping the reservoir for the north end of Timmins full, while the major water main is out of service because of infrastructure work. That leaves only two smaller feeder mains.
So just takes more time for us to keep the reservoir full. If there's excessive or wasteful water uses, it just makes it more of a challenge to keep water supply at its normal capacity in the north end of town.
Let your kids run through the sprinkler, but turn off the water when they're done. And Kersell reminds us of the section of the water bylaw that says odd-numbered houses water lawns and gardens on odd-numbered days, even-numbered houses on even-numbered days. A potential choking risk has led to Health Canada recalling a brand of toddler vitamins that were sold across the country. It's for 12 lots of Nature's Bounty multivitamin gummies. The label doesn't specify that the vitamins are not meant for kids under 4. They were sold between January and May this year. Health Canada is advising you to return the gummies to your local pharmacy for proper disposal. Well, you might want to fire up your radio more often right here on Country 93.1 rather than relying on the internet for your news. Meta says it's testing blocking Canadian news from subscribers on Facebook and Instagram for most of the month. It's the company's response to the Federal Online News Act that, if passed, would require companies like Meta and Google to pay news outlets for linking to or repurposing content. The company says it wants to work out any kinks before making it permanent. And working as a lifeguard in Ontario is now possible for a 15-year-old. The province is lowering the minimum age for a lifeguard, assistant lifeguard, or aquatics instructor from 16 to 15. It's meant to help communities address staffing shortages and keep pools and waterfront camps safe this summer. Of course, you still have to pass the certification test. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.